This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1585, Why Showing Support is Just as Important as Speaking in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try our iOS app. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
Speaking is not the only way to build connection. In today's episode, we show you a clip of a group conversation with our team, and we highlight three ways in which you can support the speaker in a fast group conversation for a great connection.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Awesome, Michelle. I'm excited to be on the mic for our listeners and talking to you. What about you? How are you?
I'm good. Well, actually, I have a question because you are not in Denver right now, right?
Yeah, that's right. I'm in my parents' place on the south shore of Boston. And right now, as we speak, the house is shaking.
Oh my gosh, why is it shaking?
Because there's construction happening. And this is a very old house from the 1800s, which to a lot of our listeners is probably not very old. I mean, the U.S. is a young country, but this is the older part of the country, right? The south shore of Boston area. Uh-huh. So the house goes back to the 1800s. And I think it's just when there's construction that happens, it just shakes like crazy.
Yeah. So, oh my gosh. So you are not with your dog then, right? Is Kiefer
I'm not with my
Denver?
Dog. Speaking of dogs, yeah, I've been getting a lot of photos of him, but he's at home in Denver.
Yeah. You think he's going to go crazy when you come home?
I hope so. He better.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So today we are going to be talking a little bit about pets because we spoke a lot about pets in an episode from our Conversations and Coffee program.
Yes. And I love this because you growing up, I know you had a beagle, right? Yeah. So you have some experience. Are you guys going to get a pet at any point, you think, in your future?
Yeah, I definitely would like to have a dog. I want to wait probably another 4 years. It's a while away for me. I mean, I would love to have one, but I can't imagine dealing with my kid and a dog right now. Oh, I just can't.
Yeah, that does sound like a lot. That sounds like a lot for anyone. Absolutely. Okay, so we're talking about pets. Now, is this part of our Conversations and Coffee program that we're pulling out today into the episode?
We are pulling it out today. Yeah. So we're going to play a clip for you in a little bit, guys. But this is about pets. So we talked all on this episode about how, like, in the U.S., pets are really the family. You can hear more on that episode of Conversations and Coffee.
Absolutely. And they really are here. And that's what I love about our conversations in that program is that they're very authentic topics and typical topics that you'd be talking about with friends. Right.
Oh my gosh. Exactly. These are not like boring things. These are real life conversations that we have. And sometimes we get so excited during these conversations that it's almost hard to end them. Like we feel like, oh, we could just talk for like another hour about each one. So we choose topics that are going to be really unique and fun and things that you can talk about with, you know, people in your real life.
Yeah, we really kind of get into it, and it mirrors what you want to be able, what you guys want to be able to jump into, right? At any party when the conversation gets exciting, you want to be able to stay in that conversation and not have to step back and feel like you're on the outside socially because of your English, okay?
Absolutely. So that's huge.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And Lindsay, I mean, one of the things that's important in those situations is supporting the speaker. I mean, we've talked on this show about this a lot. I mean,
we have.
Lindsay, do you ever just listen to someone talk and then just say completely nothing when they're speaking?
No, I always do feel like I need to support the speaker, at least to some extent.
Right.
I mean, it feels weird, honestly, when someone is completely silent and just stares at you. You get no reaction. You get no sense that you're resonating with them. Right.
I mean, you don't have to. I mean, you don't want to say too much. You don't want the whole time. Yes, yes, yes. So like, it's like you have to kind of find that balance. So you don't have to say something. But if you just say nothing, it sounds like maybe you're not listening. Maybe you're thinking about what you're going to get for lunch later. Maybe you're thinking about your dog. Right. Mm-hmm. We don't know. You want to show that you're engaged listening and that, you know, you have like a stake in that conversation, too.
Exactly. So this is how to do it, right? I mean, we want to give you guys the skills to build those real connections. Again, I feel totally disconnected when someone gives me no sense of how of whether they're even hearing me.
Exactly. So guys, and this is especially useful for multiple speakers. I think sometimes it might be common to think there are a lot of people in the conversation, you should just listen or, you know, feel like a little bit afraid to jump in a small way. I mean, and maybe you think, oh, somebody else is making a lot of noises or really like, you know, saying their part. So maybe you should just be quiet. But the support, I think, is even more necessary in a group because you want to make that speaker feel confident, right? That they should keep going, that people are interested.
Yeah, that's so true. And this skill can be applied in the business world just as much as it can in the social world and your social business conversation. Yeah. I think a lot of our listeners are wanting to improve their English for business social situations, right? Like networking events or happy hours or lunchtime with colleagues, that kind of thing. So, yeah.
Exactly. This is for any conversation anywhere, definitely for business too. So we're going to listen to a clip from Conversations and Coffee. And guys, remember to get in on all of that, go to allearsenglish.com/fast.
Yes. All right. So we're going to play the clip now. So listen to the clip, guys.
We're going to play the clip in a second.
In a second. Okay, Michelle.
In a second. So, I mean, people especially need support when they're talking something through. Like maybe they have mixed feelings about something. So sometimes when we're speaking, all the time when we're speaking, we're not really planning it in regular conversation. So sometimes you have something where you have mixed feelings, mixed emotions about something. So in the example that we are going to play, we're going to hear Jessica talk about having dogs. So as a bonus, when you listen to this clip, just think to yourself, well, how does Jessica feel about having dogs? So Jessica has two dogs, I believe. So yeah, Lindsay, do you think you're going to get another dog?
Oh my gosh, I would like Kiefer to have a brother or sister, but it honestly is like three times the work having two dogs, and it's also expensive. Dropping off two dogs for the kennel when you're going on a trip, oof, I think it'll be a while before we get another dog. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, definitely. So just listen and, you know, as your overall question, how does Jessica feel about having dogs? So now for the strategy. So how do we support Jessica? So it's I'm there and Lindsay and Aubrey, and we're listening to Jessica speak about something. And what kinds of things do we say? Okay. And the next thing is, when do we add in support or maybe other ideas? Mm. And then the third thing is, why do we add in support at those times? Right. So again, how do we do it? When do we do it? And why? And guys, this is a great strategy for listening in general. This can be for when you listen to a TV show, a podcast, a regular conversation, because this will help you know when to support the speaker as well and when the most natural time to do it is. Right, Lindsay?
Exactly. And it's so good when you're going into any kind of listening task, guys, to have certain things to look for. So this is your assignment, right, Michelle, as they go into this?
Exactly, guys. So definitely those are the questions that you're looking for. So we gave you a few things to think about. So should we play the clip?
Yeah, let's go ahead and play the clip. Here we go.
But I think it's such an important part of family. I mean, honestly, like there are times when I'm like, oh God, I wish I didn't get these dogs because it is such a hassle to travel and like when they get sick and like there is like so much. There's so much involved in having pets. They're expensive. And I live in a condo as well. I don't have a yard. So, you know, I have to spend a lot of time taking my dogs out, which is good for me. But still, I do regret it sometimes, but mostly
it's a sacrifice.
Not. Mostly I'm happy I have them because they're good for me, but for James. I mean, you talked about Michelle having the dog be your brother. Like, James loves our little dog Dixie.
Yeah.
Cause Ozzy was our first dog. He's enormous. He's like my dog. He's obsessed with me.
Yeah.
And he's huge. Oh. But Dixie's obsessed with James. And James told me a couple months ago, he's like, Dixie is my best quarantine friend. And so cute.
That's adorable.
Okay, so Michelle, we are back after that clip there from Conversations and Coffee.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So the first question was, when we'll get into the bonus in a second, but how do we support Jessica? What do we say? And then when? And then why? So we're going to kind of talk through all of this at once. We'll go through what was said and we'll give our opinions around it. So what was the first thing, Lindsay? So Jessica was talking about maybe sometimes when she wished she didn't have the dogs. And then you said right?
Yeah, right is a very easy, simple way to support the speaker, guys. So simple, but so powerful.
Right. I mean, like, I just said it. And so that's what you said.
Thank
you
for your support.
you're showing your support. And I think you did it then because I don't know. To me, number one, you have a dog.
Yeah.
So maybe you understand maybe some of the stuff that Jessica is saying. And maybe even saying that the dogs can be a hassle sometimes. Maybe somebody might feel like a little funny kind of admitting that, right? And so just saying, right, you know, like you understand.
Yeah, exactly. So right is a really great way, whether you know exactly what the person is saying or you're just hearing them. It's another way of also saying, I hear you. Right. Right. Michelle? Oh my gosh. Now we're going off on a tangent here. Okay. What else?
Okay. So then Jessica continued. She kept on going and she said, you know, they get through sick. There's so much involved. And then I said, they're expensive. Right.
Okay.
So what was I doing there?
So you're adding on more information. She's making a list, right? They get sick and there's so much and there's so much involved. And then you say, and they're expensive. So you're actually completing her list.
Exactly. So I'm adding some information. I'm showing I understand and that I can empathize, right? So that there is very key. If I didn't say anything, right, it would be a little bit different. And then she continues and says they're expensive. So it's kind of like sometimes when you're saying something, you can't remember everything on the list that you want to say. And this is showing, okay, I have something to add. Maybe you were going to say it, maybe you weren't, but I'm showing I understand.
Do you freeze up when you have to speak in a group of native speakers? Do you struggle when they change the topic, interrupt each other, and trail off so you can't even recognize their words? Get our fast English listening practice weekly quizzes with our Conversations and Coffee program. Go to allearsenglish.com/fast and sign up for your free trial week now. allearsenglish.com/fast. Yeah. And then I like the next one. Aubrey kind of chimed in here, right? And what did she do? She said, it's a sacrifice in response to the rest of Jessica's statement. What is she doing here?
Well, here, I think she's kind of putting it into her own words. She's really summarizing what Jessica is talking about. And she's showing she understands, right? Because Jessica is talking about her yard situation, sometimes feeling regret, and it's expensive. There's a lot to it. And so saying it's a sacrifice here is really summarizing it very well.
And it's also, just to add to that, Michelle, it's interesting. She's kind of finishing her sentence, right? Because at the end, Jessica finishes by saying, I do regret it sometimes, but mostly... Or did she finish her sentence there? Or is that, I guess it is. It's a sacrifice. So it's almost like she's tagging on and summarizing what she said. Yeah, I like it.
Right. So I Jessica, she does go on to say, mostly I'm happy.
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah, this is cut off.
So below, however, you know, so Aubrey put it in. This happens sometimes. Sometimes you say it like a little bit like late when someone's getting to the other point. But that's fine because she is summarizing it before Jessica moves on.
We speak in parallel. I mean, we speak on top of each other, right? That's one of the qualities of native speakers and groups, right, Michelle? And that's what we're trying to show our listeners in this program, Conversations and Coffee, how to understand that.
Exactly. Yeah. So she could talk over Jessica. I think that's probably what she was doing.
What happened?
Is speaking over her. And that's what happens. And that's fine.
Yes.
And then what happened?
Okay, and then you chimed in, Michelle. Yeah. Jessica continues saying, mostly I'm happy I have them, right, for James. James loves our little dog, Dixie. And then you chimed in and said, yes. Now, what's going on here? You were responding.
I was named. Right. So
she used your name. Yeah.
She used my name. So she referenced something I spoke about earlier. Guys, if you have the whole conversation, I talk about my dog being like my brother growing up. So she said, you talked about this. So she's bringing back something that was mentioned earlier and she's using my name. So if I didn't say anything, I don't know. It might be a little weird. I identified with her. I'm like, yeah, you heard me. And it felt special to be called out, to be referenced.
And exactly.
So, you know, you want to acknowledge that.
Yeah. And this is another strategy on the speaker side, Michelle, that we could do another episode on. You know, the importance of bringing in these anecdotes of what people have said before, especially another time. Right. In another conversation another time. So, yeah, that does make you feel special when the person names you and they remember your experience.
Exactly. Exactly. And then we responded, Lindsay, we were, you know, she was talking about Dixie being obsessed with James. And we both said, oh, that's so cute. And again, if she's talking about something really cute with the dog and her son, it would be so weird if we were just like said nothing. I mean, that's of course you're gonna say, oh, that's adorable or something like that.
Exactly.
And that's how we continued doing it. Like, the last part is, you know, we talked about things being so cute, and Jessica said it was so cute and something adorable that James said. So you don't want to just be like stone faced and not say anything when she's talking
for
about
sure.
that.
And it's cultural too, right? In the US, we consider our dogs like our kids and we think they're so cute. I mean, maybe in other cultures, that's not necessarily the role of dogs, right? Yeah. They're in other parts of the city, they're on the street, whatever it is. But in our culture, this is very cultural too, right? And I also love the aww, right? Oh, so cute.
Aww, that's so cute.
You know, that's English right there, a way to show that something is adorable to you. Yeah,
exactly. You have to say it there. It would have been super weird if no one said anything and Jessica would be like, guys, are you listening? So, guys, those are really great ways to support the speaker. It doesn't need to be that you jump in and then take over all the time, right? You talk about interrupting, but sometimes it's the little things, they're expensive, right? Those things.
That's
all you need.
I totally agree. This is fantastic. I mean, don't forget that. This can build a connection just as strong as if you were doing a monologue, right? Stronger probably, because you'll be more connected to the person. Okay.
Right. And for the bonus, I mean, Lindsay, how does Jessica feel about having dogs?
So she thinks it's great, especially for her son. But there's some things that, you know, are hard, understandably so. I feel the same way. Overall, I do think she's happy she has the two dogs.
Exactly. Yeah. Good answer. So, guys, we want to leave you with this. Things to consider when you want to show support. Number one is, how can I show I'm listening? How can I show I care? And how can I show I understand? So you don't need to use all of those all the time, but those are some things to consider when you're really listening deeply to that conversation, listening to that person speak and how you can support them.
I love that. That is so good, Michelle. And again, major connection skill today. And that's why we created Conversations and Coffee, to show you samples of group conversations. On this podcast, you only get one-on-one conversations, but you do need a way to practice those fast group conversations. Listen to the conversation, take a quiz, and study vocab 15 to 20 minutes a week. Super simple, right, Michelle?
Awesome. Yes, definitely. We love it. It's so much fun over there. So get that at allearsenglish.com/fast.
All right. What's the takeaway? What should we leave our listeners with? Yeah.
You want to listen, right? You don't want to speak over the speaker all the time, but you can't just listen, especially when they're saying something important that needs to be supported. Yeah. So you want to support the speaker. Practice listening to different examples and try it out yourself. So guys, use this strategy to help you, you know, practice this. And even when you're listening to our podcast, you know, try and, you know, think, how would you respond, or a TV show or anything like that?
Yeah, that's a good question. Shadow it. Imagine that you are one of us. Yeah. And what would you say back to the other host of the show? So cool. So good. Such an important connection skill, Michelle. And I will see you on the next episode.
All right. Bye, Lindsay. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.